Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. And we are really going to be rocking and rolling today here, folks. We've got a lot of great people dropping by. Our good friend Debbie Lesko is going to be here. Senator Marsha Blackburn is going to be speaking with us here in just a little while, too. Sort of ladies' night here on the Todd Starnes radio program. And, of course, we're going to be taking your calls. There are so many different things we're going to talk about. And this hour of the program, we're going to be talking about Hunter Biden. So you're going to want to hang tight. There's something going on here. And I want to explain what's happening in the mainstream media with the Hunter Biden story. But first, I've got to start out with this little breaking news item from Fox News Channel. Now, many of you know that I worked at Fox for, nearly 15 years, and then they decided not to renew my contract, which was up every 3 years, and I moved back home to Memphis and bought a news talk radio station, and we kept this national radio program going. You know, a lot of people don't realize this, but the audience we have now is larger than the audience we had when we were at Fox News Channel. And I field a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails from ex-Fox News Channel people wanting to know, how did you do that? Well, it's very simple. We work hard. We do our very best to bring you the most important stories of the day, and we shoot straight with you. And I think people respect that. People honor that. So anyway, I love my time at Fox News. And if they had offered me another contract, I would have taken it. But the reality is they were wanting to move in a different direction. And it's hard for, it's hard for people to quantify that. They sense something is not right. And I'm wondering if you have felt that over the past few years, if you've seen a shift and the coverage at Fox News. I will say this, the weekend programming, it's just as left-leaning as CNN, if not more so. The news product over at Fox News is, in fact, controlled by liberals. And then you have the conservative shows like the Primetime Lineup and Fox and Friends, more or less, depending on which side of the curvy couch you sit on. But in the last couple of years that I was there, Fox embraced this organization. It's a national LGBTQIA journalism organization. And basically, that was a big issue at Fox News Channel. They wanted to embrace LGBTQIA+ journalists. And look, there's nothing wrong with that. If that's what you want to do, then you know what? That's your business. But clearly, there was a shift. And I saw it. I was there, and I saw it. I remember when somebody literally walked, one of the biological females at the network actually walked a transgender employee for the first time into the ladies' room. I mean, that was a big deal. So there are these kinds of things that were always happening at the Fox News quarter of the world. Now, you can agree or disagree or approve or disapprove, but that's just the way it is. But I know that many of you have sensed that because I hear it from you. Whenever I'm out and about, many of you say, what's going on at Fox? So anyway, the nation has been in the throes of a controversy over the transgender movement, and specifically this idea of men who want to identify as women playing in sports, using bathrooms and locker rooms and shower stalls, along with biological females. It is a raging, raging debate. And amidst all of that debate, and then we've got Disney thrown into the mix. I mean, we're just in the throes of a massive culture war in this country. And if right-thinking people do not take a stand and push back forcefully the notion of gender and the notion of traditional family is going to completely, completely unravel. So just a few moments ago, we have the story up on the website, toddstearns.com. Fox News Channel has announced the hiring of their first transgender contributor, none other than Caitlyn Jenner, or as we say on this program, the Jenner formerly known as Bruce. So Caitlyn Jenner, the Jenner formerly known as Bruce, has now been hired as a contributor at Fox News Channel, and they're very excited about this. I mean, very excited. And I want to read a statement. By the way, Caitlyn Jenner is going to be making his first appearance. And just for all of our new listeners, we do not believe in transgenderism. We believe God made male and female. You don't get to decide. That's up to the Almighty. And on this program, we believe in absolute truth. And absolute truth requires that we use the proper pronouns. So Mr. Jenner is going to be making his first appearance tonight on Sean Hannity's television program. Now, I'm just curious. I'm going to save that question for just a moment. So Fox News, and the only reason we're talking about this is that Fox wants us to talk about this. They want people to know. That's why there's a huge splash. This is in every major entertainment magazine. The news just came out just a little while ago. So they want us to talk about this. Fox Chief Executive Officer Suzanne Scott says that Jenner will be an asset for the Fox News audience. Quote, Caitlyn's story is an inspiration to us all. And let me stop here for a moment. I'm going to fix the pronoun errors in this quote. He is a trailblazer in the LGBTQIA community, and his illustrious career spans a variety of fields that will be a tremendous asset for our audience. Mr. Jenner also put out a statement. I am humbled by this unique opportunity to speak directly to Fox News Media's millions of viewers about a range of issues that are important to the American people. So I'm just curious here. Do you have a problem with Fox News Channel now and Fox News in doing this and making this decision? And folks, you've got to look at it within the context of when they announced this. They're not stupid. They know what they're doing here. Fox News is making a statement. And what is that statement? The statement is they're embracing the transgender community. That's why they did this now. Now, you can agree or disagree, but this is why they're doing it now. The network, by the way, has been funneling a lot of, and if you want to know why things have changed, it's because a lot of people behind the scenes have come out of the National Association of LGBTQIA Journalists. Now, I'm not saying all those people are liberal. I'm sure there are some conservatives in the bunch, but by and large, they're liberal. And their politics are impacting what's happening behind the scenes at the channel. And I wish them well. I have many friends that are still at Fox News, and I hope they do well in embracing their new diverse audience. I remember when they launched Fox Nation, their OTT platform, that was intentional. They intentionally wanted to go after a younger, hipper, cooler demographic, until they found out that the average viewer was over 65 years old. And that didn't work out very well. But they've been so intentional about going after a new audience. And I don't know, it seems as if they're always embarrassed that a bunch of conservative Christian people make up the bulk of their audience, because they do. So I wish them well. They are trying to attract a new audience, and I get that. I also wish the very best for the mass exodus of Christians and conservatives who will be searching for a cable television network to call home, one that will affirm them and ally with them. So, look, I mean, Fox News, I don't pay the bills over there. If the Murdoch brothers want to be affirming allies of the transgender movement, that's their right. It's this is America. You get a chance to do that. But I'm curious if Fox's decision is going to impact your viewing habits. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. No, don't get me wrong here. I wish them the best. Somebody sat in a room at 1211 6th Avenue, and they said, you know what? We believe that the country's heading in a different direction, and we need to be able to embrace that massive movement. And they seem to believe that having an audience primarily of transgender viewers and appealing to those transgender viewers is going to be a money-making proposition for them. Because let me tell you something, and pay very close attention to this, all of you Christians and all of you conservatives out there, the day that Fox News or One America News or whoever, the day they find out that they could make a dollar promoting liberal TV shows, they'll drop the conservatives in a heartbeat. Haven't been able to do that yet because nobody wants to watch leftists. Just look at CNN and MSDNC. Nobody wants to watch that nonsense. So what they're doing here, this is not about some sort of an ideology. And that's what freaks a lot of people out. I would say, by and large, if you asked me, Todd Stearns, what is the political makeup of Fox News? I would say maybe 2% of the building would consider themselves to be conservatives. Now, when you break all that down and you get to folks like you and me, people who are gun-toting, Bible-clinging folks, I think that number of employees drops to a minuscule number. So, again, it's not about ideology. It's about making money. And Fox has made the decision. You know what? We think we can make more money hiring someone like Caitlyn Jenner, the Jenner formerly known as Bruce, on our network. So there you go. That's the breaking news out of the Fox News corner of the world. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Before we go to break, I also want to toss out this Disney issue because this is getting really ugly. Hear me. Walt Disney, they are now purveyors of perversion. They have announced to God and country that they plan to groom your children. So moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, the Walt Disney World of your childhood is not the same Walt Disney World. And quite frankly, you may as and again, if you want to support Disney, that's between you and your maker. But I'm telling you that Walt Disney, a cherished American institution, and that's what it is. They are going the way of the Boy Scouts unless there is a massive course correction. And the only way that's going to happen is if all of you church-going Christian people stop vacationing at Disney World. And I'm wondering, have you given thought to a boycott of Disney? Because that's the only thing, that's the only way. If you hit them in the pocketbook and tell them why you're canceling your subscription, you're not going to see the movies, you're not going to go to Disney World or Disneyland. If you can do that, then they're going to change. But they're counting on you not having that much courage. Again, they're making financial decisions here. It's not about ideology. It's not about morality. It's about the almighty dollar with these people. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Stearns.
Friends, last year your dollar lost a ton of value. Inflation rose by almost 7% in just 1 month towards the end of the year. That means in 30 days, your dollar became 93 cents. Inflation is a silent killer. It's a hidden tax felt by everyone. And this administration is only making it worse. Inflation is not slowing down. It's escalating quickly. But gold provides a hedge against inflation and can protect your family's wealth. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You have to take the threat seriously, friends. Oil prices are rising. We have supply chain issues. All of this going to compound our inflation problems. You can trust Legacy Precious Metals because they give you unbiased counsel based on your personal situation. It's time to be proactive before you regret it and take steps now to protect yourself. Call Legacy Precious Metals. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals at 866-528-1903 or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. All right, hello people. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Oh, by the way, the latest from Disney, they may be about ready to eliminate the words prince and princess. So it was last year that Disney announced they would no longer be saying horrific and horrifying and triggering phrases like boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, that what did they replace them with? Hey, you guys, you people, you guys. So Disney said phrases like boys and girls, men and women, ladies and gentlemen, those were incredibly offensive. And so they were going to stop using those phrases in the event that there were people going into their park who are not boys or girls or ladies or gentlemen. And so now the concern is that prince and princess may be up for grabs, too. So they may just be eliminating all of that. And sooner or later, they're just going to have to eliminate gender altogether at the Magic Kingdom. I'm telling you, it is time for regime change over at the Magic Kingdom. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to New Orleans. Miss Janice on the line. Hi, Miss Janice.
Yeah, hello, Todd. No, I think what Disney's doing is stupid. I really do. It's wrong. You cannot abolish male and female. It always has been. It always will be. It is what it is. If it wasn't for female, there wouldn't be any people on the earth because, you know, they're the ones that give birth. Now, when it comes down to Bruce, like I'm saying Bruce, I don't understand for the life of me why people feel that their body doesn't fit with who they are, or when it comes down to the gay people and this sort of thing, I don't know why they're that way. That is a matter between them and God. It does say in the Bible, man shall not lie with man. So the whole thing is confusing to me, but this is something that when they meet their maker, they are going to have to deal with. When you take a good look at Richard Simmons, you take a look at some of these people. I mean, I can look at people sometimes, and I can tell they're gay. It's just their demeanor, the things. I think they are born that way. I couldn't turn myself into a lesbian tomorrow. I'm heterosexual. I think this is something
that's
with
good
the,
to know.
The hormones, the genes, or something. I really believe that they're born that way. Now, when it comes down to Jenner, okay, I'm going to just say Jenner here. I don't really particularly care what Jenna looks like. Like I said, that's between Jenna and, you know. The thing I do like about Jenna, and I will not take this away from this person, is that I feel the impression that I get when I hear the person talk is that they seem to lean more conservative than being idiotic liberal.
Well, I mean, and in fairness here, Janice, you know, Jenner has said that he's conservative. You know, he came in. I was really surprised at how poorly he did in the California gubernatorial race when they were trying to recall.
Newsom. It is California. And,
well, right, exactly. Janice, I hate to do this. We've got to skedaddle for a break
okay, go
here,
ahead.
But
go
we
ahead.
Got your point. And I think the again, how you want to live your life is your business. But when you are trying to groom children, which is exactly what Disney has admitted doing, and they're going to continue to do it, I've got a problem with that. A big problem with that. And you should, too, because your money, every time you spend hundreds, if not thousands of dollars at Disney World, you're going to support that agenda. All right. We've got more on that. Hunter Biden and the scandal coming up. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show in the Liberty University Studios. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell is back at it again. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Mike Lindell not only created the best pillow, but now he's created the best towel in the world. That's right. Mike Lindell found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, folks. You're going to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Normally $109.99, now just $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS.
Tonight, reports that the Justice Department's investigation into the tax affairs of President Biden's son, Hunter, is intensifying. Sources telling ABC News that in recent weeks, a grand jury in Wilmington has heard from a parade of witnesses about payments Hunter Biden received while on the board of the Ukrainian gas company, Burisma, and also about how he paid his taxes in recent years. Biden served on the Burisma board when his father was vice president, something he's admitted was a mistake.
Did I make a mistake? Well, maybe in the grand scheme of things, yeah. But did I make a mistake based upon some unethical lapse? Absolutely not.
Federal prosecutors are also looking into how Hunter Biden reported money from business deals in China.
So, by the way, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program here in our awesome Liberty University studios. So that is the report from ABC News from yesterday. Talking about Hunter Biden's laptop and the federal investigation that could possibly bring down the entire Biden presidency. Now, we want to go back to the presidential debates when Joe Biden told a national audience, I mean, he outright lied, but Joe Biden told the national audience that, you know what, there's no truth to this. The laptop is not real. There is no controversy. He flat out lied to the American people.
Okay, Mr. Biden, if I can.
Sure.
Questions and controversy continues today about Hunter Biden, your son's...
there is no controversy about my son.
Dealing.
It's
just
all
questions.
A lie. It's a flat lie because the president has nothing else to run on. If you notice, while American people are talking about what's happening to their families, he has no plan. In the debate, he has no plan. Everything from the Wall Street Journal, every other major news outlet has said what he's saying is simply not true about my son.
But every single thing President Trump was saying was absolutely true. And again, within the context of this, you need to understand that just yesterday, We saw from the federal government, the Federal Elections Commission, fining Hillary Clinton, fining the Democrat Party, because they knowingly paid for that fake dossier going back to 2016. So, again, this is the fruit from the poison tree here. So let's go all the way back to 2016. The Democrats, it was the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, and the Democrats. They're the ones that tried to create this narrative that Donald Trump was a Russian agent, that there were these videos of sex tapes with Trump getting the golden showers from the prostitutes in the Moscow hotel. There was the Steele dossier. All of it turned out to be a big hoax. It was all made up. And since 2016, so we're looking at 6 years now, the mainstream media over and over and over again, they have been perpetrating this lie to the American people. When in fact it was Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation that should have been investigated, receiving hundreds of millions of dollars from enemies of America. You had Hunter Biden out there. You had Joe Biden out there threatening the Ukrainian government. Remember that story from years ago? So the Democrats were the ones that were trying to create this diversion so the mainstream media would be attacking Donald Trump, when in fact they were the ones who were guilty of perpetrating this fraud on the American people. This is evil, folks, just flat out evil. And now I hope you understand why President Trump is so angry. They have tried to convince you that Donald Trump and his family were agents of Russia, that they were enemies of the American people. They were traitors. And it all turned out not to be true. Not only did it all turn out not to be true, but it turned out they were covering up for criminal behavior conducted by Joe Biden's son and possibly the President of the United States. Because we know, based on the information from the laptop, and by the way, the Washington Post, the New York Times, ABC News, Fox News, they're all finally reporting what the New York Post originally reported and what happened. Every single news agency dismissed that New York Post report. Every single agency did that. By the way, social media, all of the left-wing fact checkers, they shut down that story. They're all guilty, folks, every single one of them. And that's why you can't believe the stuff coming out of the mainstream media. The only people I trust, the New York Post, Newsmax TV, and the incredible journalist I have employed at ToddStarnes.com. That's it. All right, maybe a few others. But that's it. I want to read to you, and going back now to the Hunter Biden email, what was on the laptop? That's the question here. It's not just the laptop. It's what was on the laptop. In a recently unearthed video from 2019, Joe Biden's son Hunter is seen claiming that the Russian drug dealer stole his laptop while he was drugged in a Vegas hotel in 2018. The Daily Mail report. The recently surfaced video shows Hunter Biden in a conversation with a naked prostitute just after filming their sexual encounter. He says the stolen laptop has more videos of him doing this and referencing the sex he had with the prostitute. It's the third laptop that Hunter has reportedly lost, the first abandoned at a Delaware computer store, the second seized by federal agents who, by the way, the FBI says they don't know where in the world Hunter's laptop is now. How do you do that? How do you misplace evidence? Each of the laptops is said to hold sensitive information on President Biden, along with embarrassing pictures, videos, and communication of his son. Hunter, while filming his sex expeditions, was caught confessing to a prostitute that he feared the Russian drug dealers had the stolen laptop. And if that's the case, you know Putin's got it. The video is from January 2019, when Hunter left the camera rolling as he recounted a Vegas bender. He spent 18 days going around from penthouse suite to penthouse suite, sometimes spending $10,000 a night. Hunter said he was possibly targeted as a vulnerable conduit to Joe Biden as part of a foreign intelligence operation. So it's not the Russians that infiltrated the Trump campaign. They infiltrated the Biden campaign and, quite frankly, Hillary Rodham Clinton's campaign. Hunter says, I think they're the ones that stole my computer. I think the three of them, the three guys that were like a little group, the dealer and his two guys, I took them everywhere, blanking everywhere, crazy out of your mind, blank. He said the laptop had compromising sex videos and that he was afraid the dealers would use it to blackmail him. He further tells his father, that his father was running for president, and if the alleged Russian thieves blackmailed him about the videos, they probably know he makes a gazillion dollars. All right, how does he make a gazillion dollars? How? How is that possible? So now you've got all this information out there. The mainstream media says, we're not covering this story. Rudy Giuliani, and look at what they destroyed Rudy Giuliani. They tried to convince you this guy was some sort of a drunk fool, when Rudy Giuliani was just as aggravated and just as frustrated as Donald Trump. And Rudy actually pitched this story to CNN, and they turned it away. They turned it down. Project Veritas has the intel on that.
The Hunter Biden story was an explosive blow against Joe Biden leading up to the presidential election. But listen on this 9 a.m. editorial conference call at CNN how President Jeff Zucker chooses to not cover this important story.
I think on the Breitbart, New York Post, Fox News rabbit hole of Hunter Biden, which I don't think anybody outside of that world understood last night, the Wall Street Journal reported that their review of all corporate records showed no role for Joe Biden on the Chinese deal. And yes, I do put more credibility in the Wall Street Journal than I do in the New York Post.
Obviously, we're not going with the New York Post story right now on Hunter Biden, and which seems to be giving its marching orders to Fox News and the right-wing echo chamber about what to talk about today. Obviously, Hunter Biden's lawyer is quoted in that New York Post piece, and we'll just continue to report out. This is the very stuff that the president was impeached over. This is the stuff that Senate committees looked at and found nothing wrong in Joe Biden's interactions with Ukrainians, and now having an email that perhaps there was a meeting with someone from Burisma is, it seems, Rudy Giuliani's sort of dream a vision of how to throw stuff at the wall in these closing days of the campaign.
Hey, Jeff, it's just David on the Burisma story, and we should be awfully careful about that, obviously. But I do think there's a media story of what in the world are Maggie Haberman and Jake Sherman doing retweeting that story.
This, again, shows you how corrupt the mainstream media is here, folks. They are propaganda mouthpieces for the Democrats. That's all. But, Todd, how do you know? How do you know, Todd, that Hunter Biden said what he said? Well, that's a very good question, because we actually have the audio. Let's take a listen.
He also knows I make like a gazillion dollars.
So you try to blackmail
you? No, I make like a gazillion dollars.
No, but he had
to do it. He'd say,
turn the computer back.
No, like, I'll take all the credit. If you fucking, like, give me a percentage of what you get for that stuff. Yeah, in some way, yeah. But no, see, the thing is, because he sells them. He sells them anonymously to TMZ. TMZ sells them to Puma. So he...
All right, I know that was incredibly difficult to understand, but you heard you, and we're going to post this up on our website so you can see it for yourself. But folks, I'm telling you, the media's in on this. They have not just all of a sudden realized, oh, wow, we made a mistake. How did we possibly miss this story? Folks, they knew this story all along. They knew what Hunter Biden was up to. By the way, the big guy getting 10%, they know who that is. We all do. H getting 10% for the big guy. We all know who that is. And they do too. They sat on this story. And why did they do that? Why did they do that? And that's the issue we need to be talking about. It's not that all of a sudden the media woke up and said, wow, wow, Fox News, good for you. That's great journalism, New York Post. Good for you, James Rosen over at Newsmax. Wow, you got one over on us. Geez, hello. No, no, no. No, that's not what this is. They knew all along. They had access to the same information. They knew all of this was verified. So why? Why now? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that over the next few months, we are going to see a massive effort for regime change at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, not coming from the Republicans, but coming from the Democrats and their enablers in the mainstream media. They're beginning to set the stage for Kamala Harris to be ushered into the White House. That's what this is all about. This is about taking down Joe Biden. Now, does that mean that he's going to be impeached and put on trial? No, I don't believe so. I believe there's going to be an effort made behind the scenes to tell Biden, you're done here. And if you don't resign for health reasons, which, by the way, he's got he's presenting symptoms of senility. He's presenting symptoms of dementia. And many of you who have older family members, you see this. You see this. Many of you have lived this. You have seen this with your loved ones. So it's not a secret what's going on. This is a very calculated move that the media is making. And notice they're doing it together. They're all in cahoots here, folks. This is why Rush Limbaugh so many years ago coined them the drive-by media. They're all in cahoots here. So this is an effort to lay the foundation to remove Joe Biden from office. That's what this is ultimately all about. All right, got to take a break here. We'll go to the phone lines, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number, 844.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
By the way, got a huge box in the mail from Lafayette, Louisiana. I thought, wow, what's in here? You know, that's Cajun country. Open up the box, and it's from one of our great listeners, Corky, over at KROF, our great affiliate in Lafayette, Louisiana. And, Grace, there must have been, I don't know, 8 pounds of Mardi Gras beads.
Yes, for sure. And, you know, I didn't learn till a couple years ago what you had to do at Mardi Gras to earn said beads.
So I posted a photograph on the Instagram.
I saw that.
Todd Starnes FNC. Our listeners have not been very kind. Michelle says, words fail me. Then there are these awkward sideways emojis that I think are laughing at me.
Probably.
Someone said, I don't think that's enough, Todd. I mean, there are, and it's not, that's just like the first few beads we have that are in the box.
Oh yeah, there's more than just in the photograph.
Somebody said, what exactly did you have to do for all those beads?
Exactly. Well, now, we didn't have to do anything this time because Corky hooked us up.
Let me say, yes.
I don't know what Corky did for the beads.
What happens in Lafayette stays in Lafayette.
Fair enough.
All right, that's the general rule of Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, since we've got from one extreme to the other, folks, starting tonight, you've got to check this out. The big Mid-America Passion Play. This is a huge deal. I, Todd Starnes, Grace Baker, and the honorary chairperson of the fundraising gala.
Ooh.
So I'm highfalutin.
Yeah. Don't let it go to your head, though.
You already
got a big enough ego.
No, just like President Trump, I don't like to boast.
Oh, yeah. So, you don't pull out statements about it or anything.
No. So, folks, it's going to be all weekend, and they've got matinee performances. It's at Mid-America Seminary, the Mid-America Passion Play. You're going to want to see this. Absolutely unbelievable. Almost sold out, but they do have some tickets available. MidAmericaPassionPlay.org. MidAmericaPassionPlay.org. Dr. James Whitmire is the director, and it's just a phenomenal, massive cast, choir, orchestra, special effects.
The whole nine yards.
It's just for the Easter season. What a great way to kick off the Easter season. And they had to take a couple of years off because of the China virus. But now they're back, and it's going to be just an incredible event. So we'll post a link to the MidAmericaPassionPlay.org on our live show blog. And be sure to check that out. It is worth the drive. And right around the corner is a Cheddar's. My favorite restaurant. Well, one of my favorite restaurants. I love Cheddar's. All right, got it. So, you know, you can get dinner, Grace, dinner and a show. See, I'm trying to be helpful here, Grace. All right, Marsha Blackburn coming up. Dr. Robert Jeffress going to be here. Wow, we've got a lot going on. Plus more on the Hunter Biden scandal and the ties to China. We're going to weigh on that next.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we predicted this was going to happen yesterday on the program. Welcome, everybody. Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting from our beautiful and spacious studios, Liberty University Studios. We told you about Madison Cawthorn. We told you that something was not quite right about all of this. And so anyway, he met yesterday with Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader, and it's not looking good for old Madison. According to the version we've heard now, Cawthorn, who said that, you know, a lot of his Republican colleagues were involved in drug and sex orgies. Well, now he said, well, it was just one person and it was a staffer who I may have seen in a parking lot. And that's about it. So McCarthy said the comments were untrue, which means he lied, and some were exaggerated. So when it came to the claim of watching people do cocaine, that's when he said he maybe saw a staffer in the parking lot from 100 yards away. Well, it could have been a pixie stick. I mean, come on. All right. I don't know about all of this, but it's a mess. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Good to have you with us. We've got so much going on today. Senator Marsha Blackburn is going to be here. Our good friend, Pastor Robert Jeffress, is going to drop by. But right now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, honored to have with us our great friend from Arizona, Congresswoman Debbie Lesko. Congresswoman, good to have you with us today.
Hello. It's great to be with you.
You know, I'm curious. A lot of Republicans have been very upset over Madison Cawthorn and what he said. Did you have a problem with what he said?
Well, I was curious who the heck he was talking about because I hadn't seen any of that stuff going on. And I guess I'm, you know, just naive or something. I was like, I want to know who he's talking about. I was curious who these people were.
Yeah, that's what got me. But anyway, I hope he's learned his lesson here. And I think Kevin McCarthy did him a favor by bringing him to the proverbial woodshed.
Yeah, well, you know, Madison is young, and sometimes people say things that I would hope he regrets. But certainly talking in a like that, that he's witnessed that and then it not being true is not good.
No,
not good. And it hurts the reputation of not only Republicans in Congress, but quite frankly, all members of Congress.
And, you know, I don't like using the young excuse. He's 26 years old. Most people are married and have already started their families by then. So I just think there's something else going on there. But we'll see how that story plays out. But we wanted you to come on the program today to talk about this situation at the border. And this is nuts. Congresswoman, we saw a report in The Hill that if the numbers are true, that our Border Patrol agents are dealing with about 500,000 illegals every month now, this is very disturbing information coming out.
Oh, yeah. And this has been going on ever since Biden has become president. As you know, on day one, he did an executive order stopping the building of the fence. We already paid for the materials for the border wall. It's just laying there at the border, next to the border wall. And he stopped it day one. So that signaled to all the cartels, all the illegal immigrants from all over the world, come on in. And then he reversed almost all of the Trump policies that actually had reduced the number of illegals coming over, like the Remain in Mexico policy, where the people that were coming over to claim asylum and saying, oh, I have to come in because it's so dangerous where I was, they would have to stay in Mexico or another friendly country in before their immigration court hearing came up. Well, now it's gone back to the same old part where they come in and they're just shuffled all over the United States at taxpayer dollar expense. And even though the court has ordered Biden not to get rid of that policy, I've talked to Border Patrol officers and elected officials that are on the Arizona southern border, and they said he is only very minimally enforcing that and sending back just a few people into Mexico, hardly any. And so he's absolutely rejecting even what the court order said, let alone not enforcing our federal laws.
So yesterday we had Senator Bill Hagerty on the show. He is leading a delegation of Tennessee mayors and sheriffs down to the border. He's been very vocal about Title 42. And according to the New York Post, since Title 42 had been put into place, more than 1.7 million illegals were prevented from coming into the country. I mean, it's just shocking. We're talking about city-sized numbers here. I mean, Memphis, Tennessee, where we broadcast from, Congresswoman, 1.4 million people. You're looking at city-sized numbers of people coming across that border.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And Biden, the reports that Biden might get rid of using Title 42, which can expel illegal immigrants, usually single adults, back to certain countries, including Mexico, he's thinking of lifting that. So then I've talked to Border Patrol agents. They said it's so bad now that it will be totally uncontrollable if Biden lifts that. And it's no surprise. I mean, the hypocrisy of some of my Democrat colleagues just floors me. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised, but I get surprised. And so all along, Republicans have been saying, don't get rid of Title 42. Trump put it in place. He was able to reject or expel illegal immigrants on the basis of COVID, right? Or another communicable disease. And so we have done resolutions since Biden has been in office. I introduced a resolution back in August of last year saying we need to keep Title 42. I sent a letter to Biden to keep Title 42 in July of 2021 last year. I've signed on to a bill with Yvette Harrell saying that we need to keep Title 42. And in fact, she has 209 signatures on that bill. If she gets another 9 signatures, they have to hear the bill. And yet, all of a sudden, an election year, when they see the polling, the Democrats are now for border security. So you have U.S. Senator Mark Kelly, a Democrat from Arizona. He's up for election this year. And, geez, it's an election year. He sees the polling. He knows that border security is the number one issue. And so all of a sudden he comes out and says to Biden, you know, we can't get rid of Title 42. And that gets all the media attention in Arizona. It's just like the media is like an arm of the Democrat Party. Let's give them free publicity right before an election. Drives me nuts.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend, Congresswoman Debbie Lesko, we heard from Brandon Judd from the Border Patrol agents, and he says, look, if Title 42 is lifted, the country is going to be in grave danger. What is he talking about there? What kind of danger are we talking about?
There's all kinds of danger. They've already apprehended people at the border that were on the terrorist watch list. I've talked to the Border Patrol and the people on the ground, elected officials. They're coming. These people are coming in from all different countries. They're coming in from Romania, Iran, Saudi Arabia. It's not just, you know, people from Mexico or Central America coming in. They're coming in from everywhere. And we don't know who these people are. And then our government, Biden, puts these people on planes and they get through TSA, some of them by using their arrest records, which they could give whatever name they want. I could say, hey, I'm Jane Doe. And then they put that on the arrest record. And that's what Jane Doe uses to get through TSA to get on our planes with taxpayer dollars. Absolute insanity. And I'm telling you, this is the number one issue in Arizona. It's going to be a key issue in the U.S. Senate race. It's going to be a key issue in the Arizona governor race and every other race in Arizona.
All right, Congresswoman, we're going to leave it there. Appreciate the update. I mean, again, there's so many things going on in the country right now. It's just, you know, it's hard to juggle all of these major stories that could fill up, you know, more than 3 hours of radio time.
You're right. It's one crisis after another. In Arizona, we have the highest inflation rate in the country. The highest inflation rate in the country is right in the Phoenix metropolitan area. That's bad news for the Democrats in our state.
Big time. All right, Congresswoman Debbie Lesko, always good hearing from you.
Thank you so much.
All right. There you have it, folks. It's just ugly out there. I mean, it's look, but we've been telling you, and many of you have prepared, you know what's going on here. You know what is at stake. Now, Grace, for full disclosure, we've been trying to get Cawthorn, who begs and pleads to come on this radio program. I mean, his people are always wanting him to come on the show.
Yes.
And we reached out yesterday, and what happened?
Nothing.
All right, nothing happened. They didn't get back to us. I understand we heard from them today. What's the update?
Apparently, he would like to come on the show soon. Now, what does soon mean?
Does soon mean? What does that mean?
Because I just threw out, you know, I said I have openings today, tomorrow. And he said, oh, he's flying back to focus on the district for a few days and would like to join soon.
Well, he better be focusing on the district because we're hearing from, I mean, yesterday, hearing from so many of his constituents, they want this guy gone.
Yeah, people do not seem very happy.
No, and honestly, the reaction he gave, the response he gave McCarthy, that's embarrassing.
That is insane. And I'm sorry, I'm just tired of the whole he's young excuse. I'm younger than he is.
So yeah, that's right. You're what, 23 years old.
I'm married, you know.
You got a dog. You're a dog mom.
Got a job.
You got a job. You're paying your taxes.
I'm living life.
You're paying your bills.
I'm careful what I say in public and like on the radio.
Why would you do that? Why would you be careful? Just say what's on your mind.
Because, you know, you should have this thing called a filter, which he clearly does not have.
No, well, he doesn't.
And people say, oh, he's young. It's like that old kids say stupid things. I'm like, he's not a kid.
You know, that is interesting. We do have a lot of younger listeners, and I am wondering if people get offended by that. That guys, when they get in trouble, guys or gals, they're like, well, I'm only 26. I'm just a young person.
That's so silly. I mean, look, and I feel like this happens. They say girls mature faster than guys, whether that's true or not. That's another debate. But it does sometimes feel like, especially when guys say something stupid like that, it's like, oh, he's just a kid. He's just a little boy. I'm like, no, he's not. He's a grown man.
You know, I didn't want to get into it with the congresswoman, but I'm kind of curious. At what age do you bear responsibility for your behavior?
Exactly.
I mean, if it's not 26, what age?
I mean, again, he did get married. I mean,
briefly.
Briefly.
Very briefly.
That's weird, right? I think my marriage has lasted longer than his.
Well, I think the missus figured out what the constituents are figuring out.
Well, that's what I think, too. It sounds like when he got into politics, she was like, whoa, I didn't think it was going to be like this.
What is going on
here? It makes you wonder, but anyway.
They didn't talk about this in the marriage counseling.
No, they didn't.
But that is an interesting point. At what age, because it used to be 18 years old and you're responsible.
Yes.
You know, that you get a job, you go to college. Those were the choices that were given to young people.
And you move out of the house and you don't move back in the house. My dad told me, once you move out, you're out. Like, I moved back in briefly just for like 3 months before I got married. But like, my dad's like, you're not moving back in. Once you fly the coop, you're staying out of here.
Is that right? Why did they say that?
Because they're just like, you know, once you move out, you're on your own. I mean, they helped me, but it was like, you're an adult now. If you need to come back here for a few months, that's fine, but you can't like stay here.
It does
forever.
Make you wonder about the coddling of a generation or two of American young people.
Oh, yeah, it's coddling.
You know, how many millennials, and it was especially with the millennials where they would move back home, only because Obama told them to go out there and get these college degrees that many of them did not necessarily want.
Yes.
They got saddled with massive mountains of debt.
Oh, and that was the other thing. You had
to
go to
certain
schools.
You had to go to certain schools, and there were no jobs once you got your degree.
I mean, look, when I was six, I mean, before I even turned 16, I had a job. I had a job all the way. Like, that was it. You know, it wasn't, you started working, you're working. And then you went to college. I took a break from working, but I was in school. Then I went back to work and was in school.
You see, my
folks didn't move back in.
My folks were the same way. And I'm wondering if our parents were the anomalies or if that's how most people do it now. You know, when you turn 18, you're either getting a job, you're going to college, and once you move out, you're on your own.
I mean, I'm biased, but I was homeschooled, and most homeschoolers were raised the way I was.
All right, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. This just in. The White House, President Biden, is now rolling out gender-neutral passports. So coming in April, which is what, tomorrow? Coming up tomorrow, U.S. citizens will be able to choose X as their gender on their passport. So right now, if you pull out your passport, you're either going to be able to pick male or female, but now you're going to be able to be an X. Jessica Stern is the special diplomatic envoy for LGBT rights. We're actually paying for this person's position. Stated that humans do not always fit within a male or female category around the world. That woman's a moron. Quote, the addition of a third gender marker propels the U.S. forward toward ensuring that our administrative systems account for the diversity of gender identity, gender expression, and sex characteristics among U.S. citizens. I'm just curious, is there anybody out there in the audience who just, you know, you've never really been active politically, you're living your life, and you've sort of listened to these kinds of stories, but you've just taken a pass? This is what happens when you do not get involved in the political process. The move to make gender-neutral passports was first announced back in June of 2021 by Secretary of State Antony Blinken. At the time, he said the State Department would add another gender marker and allow people to choose whether they were marked male or female, despite medical documentation. So here's my question. What happens when the Islamic radical shows up and the Islamic radical is a man but wants to identify as a woman or an ex and is able to get into the country and blow something up? At what point do we step back and say, okay, what about science here? What about science? What about chromosomes? The president also announcing today that he is going to establish a national memorial to honor the fallen people who were killed by a Muslim terrorist, by the way, at that gay nightclub in Miami, or Orlando, rather, the Pulse nightclub. President Biden says he is going to use federal tax dollars to designate a national memorial for the gay nightclub. He says, we have to acknowledge gun violence's particular impact on the gay communities across the nation. Do not be surprised by all of this. Joe Biden is very pro-gay. As a matter of fact, he thinks all of you Christians, and I'm just going to use the words the president used, he called you guys the dregs of society. That's how he described Christians to the human rights campaign event that he spoke at on the campaign trail. Hey, got to take a break here. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Everyone celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility. I want you to know that your president sees you. Jill, Kamala, Doug, our entire administration sees you for who you are, made in the image of God and deserving of dignity, respect, and support. But we know it's hard when there are those out there who don't see you and don't respect you. For example, the onslaught of anti-transgender state laws attacking you and your families is simply wrong. This administration is standing up for you against all these hateful bills. And we're committed to advancing transgender equality in the classroom, on the playing field, at work, in our military, in our housing and healthcare systems, everywhere, simply everywhere. Today, we're announcing even more steps, but there's always more work to do to end the epidemic of violence against transgender women of color and girls of color, to ensure transgender seniors can age with dignity, and to finally pass a bipartisan Equality Act to help transgender persons around the world live free from discrimination and violence. Above all, to be there with you. To parents of transgender children, affirming your child's identity is one of the most powerful things you can do to keep them safe and healthy. To any transgender American who's struggling, please know that you're not alone. To parents and children alike, please ask for help. And know this, you're so brave. You belong. And we have your back. God bless you all. Be brave.
All right, that's your president on this Transgender Day. Do they have a card section for that? I must have missed that in the Hallmark store. Joe Biden, just a few moments ago, releasing this video, he says that transgender people are made in the image of God, and he called on parents to affirm their transgender children. Do you agree or disagree with that, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. I told you it is a full court press. They're coming after your kids. 844-747-8868. So, look, the Washington Examiner had a fascinating story yesterday, and this story broke in the latter part of the program where the Federal Elections Commission announced fines against Hillary Rodham Clinton and the DNC over this fake dossier. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Dan Backer joins us, a veteran political counsel and also a conservative activist and great writer. Dan, good to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
So, Dan, I want to get your reaction here to this this report out of the Washington Examiner. Were you surprised by the findings and the punishment?
Well, we weren't surprised that they found them guilty, because they were. We filed that complaint. The evidence is very clear. We're a little disappointed in the size of the penalty involved, but unfortunately, it's largely driven by a formula related to the amount of money. And I'm very annoyed about the fact that they decided to give a pass to some of the other criminals involved in this, particularly Michael Steele, Christopher Steele, and the others, and not pursue them. And frankly, I think they ought to be looked at for either civil or potentially criminal violations of campaign finance law. But it was a good day. We held her accountable, at least somewhat.
At the same time, though, I mean, you've got the media, you have the Democrats out there perpetrating this lie about Donald Trump being some sort of an agent of the Russians. This is just heinous. And I do wonder if Trump is going to be able to get any movement on this lawsuit he's filed against Hillary.
Well, it's an interesting question. I definitely think there are grounds that he may have with respect to Clinton and the Clinton campaign. There's not really that much you can do with the media in terms of liability there, because they can just argue that they didn't know it was false. And look, why would they think it was false? But it's going to be an interesting case to watch unfold. Unfortunately, it will take years to unravel in the courts. But every step we take to hold these criminals accountable is a good step.
I know that you've been out there you're a prolific tweeter, which is a great thing in our book, Dan. And you've been out there saying, "Hey, Trump has not done anything wrong here. He has not broken the law."
Yeah, well, I started. I did a tweet about this a couple of years ago when they started bringing up this whole the Ukraine thing and the Russia collusion, and they're impeaching him. And for abuse of power, I think, was what they charged him with. And I just pointed out that, I mean, you can go to the federal criminal code. There's no such law. There's no such crime. They're just making it up. I mean, it was the worst kind of petty politics. And it's a shame. I think it's really awful. But President Trump, I think, is something like 63-0 in terms of beating the Federal Election Commission on these ridiculous charges that have been levied against him by Democrats. And so I think it really speaks to the fact that, yeah, these are competent, serious people who know how to do their work and do it legally. And they have legal counsel. They did it right from the get-go. And so it's very frustrating where, you know, for them to be constantly assaulted. Whereas Hillary, you know, the lawyers who approved the illegal transaction, or the lawyers who are representing them in the FEC investigation of the illegal transaction, I mean, they're witnesses to the crime, and yet they're still the ones doing it. It's a very different culture over there.
Dan Backer on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Dan, we're seeing the revelations coming out now. The media, I think they've known all along. They knew what Hunter was doing. They knew what Biden was doing, and they were holding this for a specific reason. Are you surprised to see the mainstream media now coming out and affirming and acknowledging that the laptop was real and it was not part of this Russia disinformation campaign?
No, I mean, eventually it was going to happen. The timing's a little interesting. I would imagine there's more of a desire to push the bad news down the road, but I think the media is rather... They're looking at the tea leaves. They look at the same polling and national trends that we see. It is going to be an absolute bloodbath in November for the Democrats. And in that kind of environment, there's probably a guess that, hey, you know, rather than try to push this past the election and get it out of the way then, let's just get it out now. How much worse can it possibly be? It's not a terrible theory. I don't know. But it's just frustrating. You know, I grew up, responsibility in reporting and journalism, it matters. You know, you checked your sources. You were involved in understanding the truth of what you were putting out there. And it's just become a propaganda mill. They pump up the left. They downplay anything that's conservative and Republican. They covered for, you know, the Hunter Biden laptop. I mean, the pornography and, you know, orgies of that Hunter Biden had on his, and the images on his own laptop. I think that alone was the story, but they decided to cover it up because they made that mistake with Hillary. They talked about the Hillary laptop scandal that broke just before the 2016 election. They saw the damage it did, and they tried everything they could successfully to cover it up this time.
All right, Dan, we're going to have to leave it there. Good insight. And again, folks, we have a link to that Washington Examiner story. FEC fines DNC and Clinton for Trump dossier hoax. Also have links to Dan's social media pages over on the live show blog. Dan, appreciate you coming on today.
Anytime. Thanks for having me, Tom.
All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. I want to go to the phone lines here. A lot of folks wanting to weigh in on Biden and Disney. Tracy in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Tracy, Joe Biden says transgender people made in God's image.
Yeah, you know, I believe we are all God's children. However, transgenderism, that's like saying God made a mistake. And, you know, that you weren't good enough being a girl. You want to be a boy. You weren't good enough being a boy. You want to be a girl. So I'm not getting the whole you were born in God's image and stay strong. We love you. What is this?
Well, it's Biden delivering on his campaign promises, Tracy. And this goes, I mean, he is a radical pro-LGBTQIA+ activist. And he really does have a problem with you folks out there, especially Christians, who are affirming traditional values and gender roles.
It's crazy. We need him gone.
Tracy, appreciate the call.
Calling for a regime change.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Tracy, thank you. Let's go to Paul, also in Georgia, wants to weigh in on Disney. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just like to say I love your show, and you hit on the topics that just really is really great, and it's what everybody needs to hear and everybody wants to hear. Disney is, you know, what you're talking about, the church folks standing up against it. If they don't, you just got to think what it'll look like in a few years compared to what it used to look like and what it looks like today. And all of society is falling if the church itself just don't stand up and get some gumption and start doing something. I like what you said.
Well, Paul, I appreciate that. And I know it's not going to go over well in some of these big mega churches across America where they're more interested in running their church on business principles than the Holy Bible. And they don't want to offend people. Unfortunately, they're going to send a lot of unoffended people to the gates of hell if they don't stop this nonsense.
Yes, sir. I totally agree with you. And you got to think about it, too, what Joe Biden just said. We have a president that is so mixed up and immoral himself. Just think about it, how long it's going to be before they start levying things on the pastors preaching the truth from the pulpit. What kind of stuff can they levy on him? Can they take him out in handcuffs?
Paul, I don't think they can. And again, we don't know if Joe Biden is speaking on his own or if he's speaking on behalf of the presidency, because we've learned just in the past 72 hours that Biden may or may not be speaking as president of the United States. So we don't know. But what he did do, Paul, is commit heresy. The idea that God is making transgender people, and that's what Joe Biden is saying here, is that that God is making transgender people. That is nowhere in the Holy Bible. God made man and woman, male, female. That's it. Paul, gotta run. Yes, appreciate the call. 844-747-8868. I'm not offending people. I'm not apologizing. It's just that's what the Holy Bible says. You can believe it or not believe it. 844-747-8868. Folks, I've got to tell you about our good buddy Mike Lindell, and he's got some great, great specials for Easter and for spring over on MyPillow.com/Starnes. Now, everybody else, they go to MyPillow.com, not our listeners. We have a special page, MyPillow.com/Starnes. And here's the deal. No matter what you buy, whether it's a MyPillow or the mattress topper or the slippers, whatever, you're going to get a free gift if you use my promo code Starnes, S-T-A-R-N-E-S. By the way, those MyPillows, as low as $19.98. It's an amazing deal. $19.98 with my promo code. And Mike is going to give you a free copy of his incredible book, his memoir. It is truly going to inspire you. Mike also has a great deal going right now on the Giza Dream bed sheets. You're going to save 60%. You're also going to save almost $100 on the MyPillow towel set. Again, MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use my name, Starnes, as the promo code, and you are going to be one happy camper. We'll be right back, America.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Maxine Waters in a little bit of hot water back in the district. This is pretty darn funny, folks. Remember what old Maxine said, Auntie? You got to get in their faces. You got to absolutely harass them. That's what she said about Trump supporters. Well, it turns out Auntie Maxine's constituents not exactly happy about the work she's doing for the homeless community. I want you to hear the interaction between Maxine Waters and a bunch of homeless activists back in Los Angeles.
I want everybody to go home. And I want
we don't got no home. Okay. That's why we're here. Miss Waters, get home. We don't go to.
Just a moment. Nothing is going to happen anymore today.
That's why I'm here.
And so I will be downtown with Lasso. I will get the housing authority. That's why they came out here today. I made them come out here. And I'm going
to
go.
And you need to know why they're failing. Because Blanca Jimenez repeated, we gave her several meeting requests for you concerning this in Lasso for years.
Oh, this is great.
It's not a situation.
Where's the popcorn?
Who works for their people in harder than I do.
I believe you.
I don't want to hear that.
I believe you. So can we finish though? Work with me. Work with me so we can house people. That's what I'm doing.
I do every day.
What you do every day? I'm still on a damn street.
The money that you got.
She says it is for the cash now.
In Washington, D.C. I will continue to work. I will get that information. I'm going to share no more vouchers today.
There were never no vouchers.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. She said, y'all need to go home. We ain't got no home. Well, it's a fair point. So, you know what? I hope every single one of those people send a message to Maxine by voting for the Republican down there in that South Central L.A. You know, she represents South Central L.A., but she lives in a mansion, Maxine Waters. By the way, I gotta get back to this Hunter Biden thing. There's some audio. Biden is saying that they've never made any money with the Chinese. Take a listen.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about what are you talking about, China?
That's not true. As a matter of fact, the Washington Post is now reporting that Hunter Biden made millions and millions of dollars, multi-million dollar deals with the Chinese. And they've got it all documented. Here's the question we have to consider at this point. How is it that Joe Biden and the entire Biden crime syndicate are multi-millionaires many times over? Joe Biden has never actually held a job outside of public service. So how is it that a guy who is for the people, a senator, is a multi-millionaire without ever holding an actual job? How is that possible? How is it possible that so many of these people up on Capitol Hill who have no discernible skills, no other outside income sources, all of a sudden are multi-millionaires? How many people on Capitol Hill became millionaires after they were elected to office? It smells to high heavens, and we all know there's criminal activity going on, but we got to prove it. We got to have the goods. We got to have the evidence, and that's why we need to have hearings. We need to get to the bottom of this because Joe Biden is up to no good. Joe Biden is a bad man, period. When you go back and look at this guy's history, this is a very bad person. Oh, but Todd, he's just cute, cuddly Uncle Joe who likes to fondle the hairs of children and wants children just to fondle his own leg hairs. He's just a quirky fellow. No, he's a very bad person. And all you need to do is look at how his kids turned out. Look at the problems the kids are going through. I say kids, they're grown adults. But look at the path. Something is not right in that family. There's a lot of evil. There's a lot of corruption. There is crime, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. And it's about time the media, they've got something else going on here, but we got to get to the bottom of this. Somebody needs to be going to jail. Got to take a break here, folks. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's interesting. We really did not plan to spend a lot of time on this whole transgender thing, but it's really just a symptom of the much broader problem facing our nation, which is this attack on the culture. And there are people out there who truly believe, and a lot of them are Republicans, by the way. So it's not just the Democrats, but they believe that the Bible is not real, that you cannot believe the Bible, or that you can only believe bits and pieces of the Bible. That Genesis is a work of fiction. I mean, there are people out there that believe that, who would call themselves conservatives, would call themselves Republicans. And it's a troubling thing because truth is no longer absolute. Everybody's got their own version of the truth. To give you an example, we're going to go to the phones here. By the way, welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program, 844-747-8868. The U.S. Air Force, and we're going to post this video momentarily, the U.S. Air Force is celebrating the national, it's an entire month of women's history, a National Women's History Month. This is something the government is doing and the Air Force, and they just posted a video promoting the National Month of Women. And they're actually using a man who identifies as a woman as their spokesbabe. So the Air Force is... I'm just going to read this to you. This is the opening paragraph, and this is from your Air Force, the one you pay for with your tax dollars. The Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, and Queer Questioning Initiatives team of the Department of the U.S. Air Force Barrier Analysis Working Group, if you want to shorten that, that's the DAFBAWG, highlighted and observed Transgender Day of Visibility today. Oh, that's what it is. Today's Transgender Day. Happy Transgender Day, Grace.
Thanks, Todd. You too.
You know what? I'm eating a cheeseburger today in honor of Transgender Day, but I'm going to pretend that it's actually a salad.
Ah.
So that's...
No calories.
Right? So, right. I mean, if humans can self-identify, why can't we do that with our food groups?
That's true.
So... Todd, that's a cheeseburger. No, it's a salad with radishes and kale.
Lettuce is on it.
I don't like vegetables on the hamburger.
See, I'm the same way.
Just give me the burger.
Meat and cheese.
There you go. Or a salad. It's a cheeseburger that identifies as a salad.
Sorry, I forgot.
So anyway, they've got this video up there, and they're promoting this man who looks very much like a man. I mean, it's a man.
It bothers me.
I'm just saying.
Because you have millions of women. Just pick a woman.
Right.
Put her up there. Why?
Are there not any biological women that we could salute in the military? I'm just wondering.
Man, baby.
Where are they?
I know. I'm like, have they all disappeared? Did you not have anyone else to grab? You had to use a dude?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
there you go. We're celebrating the National Month of Women by using a man.
Great job, America.
And that is a great, that's a great blow for, I don't know, for somebody.
My mama told me, if you don't have anything nice, don't say a thing at all, so... Good job, America.
But we're radio. You got to say something. Silence
That's
is not
why
good
said,
on the radio.
Good job, America.
All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Joe Biden, by the way, says all transgender people are made in the image of God, meaning they are, God makes transgender people. So in other words, there's more to the book of Genesis. Let's go to the phone. Steve, Gainesville, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Steve, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. You know, the president, and I've heard a lot of people, you know, say they created man in his own image. That's just part of one verse. The rest of it, I'll read it. So God, this is Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. They won't tell you that. In fact, a lot of preachers won't, you know, because they don't want to offend anybody. I'm working on my sixth time through the Bible, and I guess around the third time through, I started seeing a lot of things different than even some of the preachers were preaching. And I went to three of them, and you know, they said, one of them even said, "I don't care what that says, this is what we believe." So you gotta, if you don't believe in something, you believe in anything.
Steve, it's coming at people 90 miles an hour now, and yeah. This was what you just said. Was a common belief system just a few years ago. And yet you're going to have people say, well, the science has changed. The culture has changed. You know, the only thing that hasn't changed is God's word. And if you want to discount that, or, you know, you can do that, but you do so at your own peril.
Yep. Yep. And that was a wise old man that told me that if you don't believe in something, you'll believe in anything. And
that's
was
it.
Right.
That's it. And this is the path. And I know this angers a lot of conservatives out there who don't like to go down this path. But this is paving the way for the legalization of pedophilia and everything else. Because at some point, you can't draw the line. And that's the thing. Well, we're going to draw the line here. And then they come back a few years later. Well, we're going to draw the line there. No, you can't keep doing that. Sooner or later, it's going to be a free-for-all.
Yeah, one last comment. I taught high school for 40 years, and the ones that were the most confused, the most miserable, were the confused ones about sexuality, even, you know, this gender, that gender. I even had a pan gender. She explained to me that anything goes. She was miserable because she didn't know which way to turn.
And the question is, where are the kids getting all of this? There are no doubt there are young people out there who go through gender dysphoria, which is a terrible thing. And it has been there, that has been clinically diagnosed as such. But and for all of history, up until a couple of years ago, transgenderism was considered a part of that. And there were treatments available for that. But now anything goes. Right. And so now, yeah. And you're right. And now you've got people wandering around incredibly unhappy and they don't know why. And it's, and you watch what's going to happen in a few years. It will be illegal for anyone to say, a psychologist or a counselor, it'll be illegal for anyone to say, well, there's a way out of this. They want you to believe, and Joe Biden laid out the groundwork. It's the framework.
Oh, yeah.
Transgenders made in God's image. Boom. That's it. Case closed.
He left off the important part.
Yes, he did. But, you know, again, they're rewriting everything. So, and whitewashing everything. So, all right, Steve, appreciate the call. Let's go to Keith in North Carolina, the talk station. Hi, Keith. What's on your mind?
Well, it occurred to me, Todd, when you were telling us about the Air Force's new program there. I was active in the Marine Corps back in the old Marine Corps. My daughter was active in the Marine Corps. My son-in-law is currently in the Marine Corps. And, you know, there were always questions about, well, what are we going to do if women are put in our units? Can they do the job? Well, maybe we figured out how to do it. We just take a man who thinks he's a woman and give him the job, and he can do the job.
Yeah, there you go. That's one way to look at it, Keith. Holy cow. All right,
Keith. Have a great day, Todd.
Keith, appreciate that. Thank you. Folks, you know that our enemies see all this. They see the same videos that we see, and they're laughing at us. And that's why Vladimir Putin knows Biden's not going to do anything. Because Biden's military would rather fight culture wars than actual fight the bad guys waging genocide. You understand that. All right, 844-747-8868. Got to take a break here. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. By the way, all you folks listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station in Memphis, Tennessee, our next guest is going to be one of the featured folks at the big Lincoln Dinner, sponsored by the Shelby County Republican Party, coming up very soon. Always fun when Senator Marsha Blackburn comes back to town, and she's on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Senator, good to have you with us today.
It is good to be with you. Thank you so much.
So, Senator, first of all, we just have to salute you for the incredible work you did during the hearings for Ketanji Brown Jackson. You asked, I know they're coming after you big time, but you asked some very important questions.
Well, you know, I thought it was important on Monday, the first day, opening day, to lay out the questions I was going to ask about CRT, about parents' rights, to ask about what is happening with this biological male competing against biological female situation, to talk about court packing, to talk about judicial philosophy, to talk about Second Amendment rights and the right to life. All of which I told her we would discuss on Tuesday and Wednesday. So we did. So then the left gets really agitated when I ask about CRT and about the school board she sits on, where the school teaches a curriculum, woke kindergarten, and teaches children as young as 5 to choose their gender. And she didn't want to answer that. She didn't want to give me an answer on the BMI case that deals with allowing women in military academies. And Justice Ginsburg wrote that decision for the majority on the Supreme Court. And I asked her if she agreed with Justice Ginsburg that there are enduring differences between male and female. Couldn't get an answer there. So I asked her, can you give me the definition of the word woman? And she was not thrilled to have that question. She said, I can't. And I pointed out and asked her if the topic was so controversial that she could not even give me the definition of the word. And I think everybody from the New York Times to the Washington Post to some of the late night shows have just about had a heyday with that. But you know what, Todd? I'm doing my job.
You are. And Senator, this is an important question because sooner or later, that question will be debated and will be argued at the Supreme Court, whether by a biological female who has been denied a spot on an athletic team or a transgender person. So it's heading to the Supreme Court, and that's why your question, I believe, was so vitally important.
Well, I thought it was also, and that's why I asked it.
Were you surprised by the vitriol? There was a school board member in Nashville who actually got caught on a hot microphone saying, can we just set Marsha Blackburn on fire?
Yeah. You know, as a conservative female and the most conservative member with the most conservative voting record of the U.S. Senate, I'm accustomed to having jabs thrown at me. It happens every single day. And I get death threats. My family's had threats of physical harm. And people just don't seem to mind when it happens to a conservative female. They get very upset if they think someone challenges a woman who is on the left. So it's disappointing to hear that kind of rhetoric. And we are, you know, law enforcement's investigating it, and so we'll wait and see what happens.
So law enforcement, are they investigating the Nashville situation or others?
Yes, they're investigating the comments that were made in Nashville.
It's just appalling, Senator, and you're right. And for some reason, the left and especially the mainstream media, they love to target conservative women, I think even more so than men. But the great news is you're not going to be intimidated. You're not going to be bullied. And you speak the truth, and they just can't handle the truth, as they said back in the day.
Well, that's exactly right. And so we're just continuing to press on.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is our friend, Senator Marsha Blackburn, the senator from my home state of Tennessee. You know, Senator, we've been paying very close attention to the comments coming out of the White House, Joe Biden having to walk back some very, very dangerous things he's said. What is the scuttlebutt there among senators? Are you starting to hear of any Democrats who are maybe even privately talking about the president's cognitive abilities?
People are very concerned about some of the language that he has chosen to use lately, and they're very concerned about where this is going to lead, concerned about escalation. What we should be doing is what we should have done last fall, which is economic sanctions on Nord Stream 2, so that you cut off the ability for Vladimir Putin to sell oil and gas on the world market. And then you should disallow him to have Nord Stream 2. We should be supplying our allies and friends in Europe. We should be doing sales of lethal aid to Ukraine. I had recommended last fall that we start those sales at that point in time. That is not what they have chosen to do. They have waited. And, you know, we've got a lot of people in the region, a lot of our NATO allies that have stepped up, so we will continue to monitor that.
Your colleague, Senator Bill Hagerty, on the way to the border with a group of Tennessee mayors and sheriffs, very concerned about the illegals that continue to flow. You've been at the center and right. the forefront of that as well. They're saying, what, up to a half a million illegals at the border every month now?
That's exactly right. And if Title 42 gets pulled down, they say it is going to be a flood. The cartels are working in countries across the globe now, recruiting people that they're going to get into the U.S.
Unbelievable. Well, Senator, we appreciate the great work you're doing. Thank you for standing up for the truth. And you hang in there. You've got a lot of people supporting you. A lot of people have your back out there as you're fighting the good fight.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
All right. Senator Marsha Blackburn, everybody, up on Capitol Hill. Busy day for lawmakers. The breaking news that Senator Blackburn just shared with us is that apparently police are investigating the statements that were made on a hot microphone at the Nashville at a Nashville school board meeting. And somebody, and we suspect it was a school board member, wanted to know whether or not they could set Marsha Blackburn on fire. Why this is not national news is beyond me. But the things they're saying about Marsha Blackburn, castigating this woman, it's offensive. And every single one of us, if you are a conservative, you need to be standing up and defending Marsha Blackburn. Because you mark my words, everybody, they're coming after all of us. They're coming after all of us, and we've got to stand together, side by side. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Look, the way I see it, anybody who threatens violence, you go to jail. Period. We'll be right back. We have gotten our hands on some more audio from Disney. You've got a lot of the executives now coming out. They're saying that they are intentionally trying to expose children to the queer way of life. You have others, executives saying that at least half of all Disney characters are going to be of the LGBTQIA persuasion. And now I want you to hear this new audio that we have. Take a listen.
All this content's going to kids who don't know any of this. And even if they're in a household like Keith that have supportive parents, they're still getting all of this information from media of what is normal. And we just, there's a lot of power to that. And it just needs to be acknowledged.
All right. There you go. More evidence that Disney is in the grooming business. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, Pastor Robert Jeffers, he is the pastor of First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. And you know, Dr. Jeffers, I think back to the late 1990s when the Southern Baptist called out Disney. They were in the early days of all of this. And just like the Boy Scouts, a beloved American institution is about to go full-blown woke.
Well, that's right, Todd. And it's obvious the Disney company has shifted its focus from entertaining children to abusing children. I mean, any organization that aids and abets transgenderism and the transgender agenda is guilty of child abuse. I mean, especially when we come to this idea of gender confusion, we need to be clear. It's a mental illness that needs to be treated compassionately, but it must be treated and not encouraged like the Disney Corporation and the Biden administration and so many others are doing right now. I mean, Todd, I know that sounds harsh to some people. people. But just imagine your son or daughter came home and said, Mom, Dad, I think I'm a kumquat, and I want to live as a kumquat. I mean, you wouldn't say, honey, that's wonderful. Let me get you some clothes to help you look like a kumquat, and we'll let you sleep outside in the garden to be with other kumquats. No, you would take that child to a psychiatrist as quickly as possible. And the same thing is true about gender. Look, gender is not a matter of opinion. It's a matter of chromosomes. God gives us our gender, and we need to teach children that God has made us in a loving, great way for a unique purpose, and not aid to this insanity that's going on in America today.
Well, Dr. Jeffers, I think President Biden might disagree with you. I'm going to play a little bit of what he just said, the president coming out and putting out a video statement, and I want you to hear just the first part of what the president said.
To everyone celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility, I want you to know that your president sees you. Jill, Kamala, Doug, our entire administration sees you for who you are, made in the image of God and deserving of dignity, respect,
and support. All right, stop right there. Now, Dr. Jeffers, the idea here that, and the president said that transgenders are made in the image of God. You're the pastor. What say you?
Genesis 1:27, and God created them male and female. God is the one who assigns our agenda, our gender, not us. And look, Joe Biden can rub his rosary beads all he wants to. He doesn't have a clue about what the Bible says or teaches. And what I want to know is, when is Joe Biden going to have paranoid schizophrenic day, when we celebrate the disease of paranoid schizophrenia and encourage paranoid schizophrenics to be who they are and not take any medicine to change them whatsoever? I mean, that's absurd, and so is it to have Transgender Transparency Day. Again, we need to treat this illness compassionately, but we need to treat it as an illness, not as a norm.
And, which is the way it has been for since the dawn of time until just a few years ago, where we have this sexual revolution has been waged in our country, Dr. Jeffers. And I don't know, it just, for me, it just seems like we've had a cultural nuclear explosion, and it's just a free-for-all out there right now.
It is, and it just is an illustration of what the Bible says in Romans 1 about people who reject the knowledge of the true God and the revelation of the true God in the Bible. Said, seeking to be wise, they became fools. And when you look at this Rachel Levine, I mean, prancing around Washington in a dress, I mean, it's absurd that somebody like that would have such a high position in the Biden administration. It's absolute insanity. The good news is, I think there's a good group of the American people who are rebelling against this and aren't going to put up with it.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the polling data, for example, when people actually hear the actual name of that legislation, the Parental Rights and Education Act in Florida, an overwhelming majority of people say, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But that's not how the LGBT activists are framing this. And that's why the media is calling it the Don't Say Gay Bill.
Well, that's right. And they're going to do everything they can. Joe Biden is going to do everything he can to cram this leftist agenda down the throats of the American people. And I think this may be the tipping point on this issue. I mean, people inherently know that they are either male or female. And to try to, in any way, take away the rights of parents and teaching them what the Word of God teaches about gender, I think is a bridge too far for many Americans.
Yeah, and it seems to me that sooner or later, if parents are going to get wise, church groups are going to get wise, and they're going to realize, you know what, we're helping to fund all of this by our subscriptions to Disney, going to Disney World, participating in a lot of this stuff. And I think people need to be good stewards, as our friend Art Alley would say. We got to be good stewards of how we spend our money.
Well, we do, and full disclosure, we just returned from Disney World a couple of weeks ago, but you know, I think we're going to seriously rethink that because, I mean, Disney needs to be in the business of entertaining children, not indoctrinating them with this leftist agenda.
The audio we played was a guy named Alan March. He's the Disney production coordinator, And he says his team is committed to exploring queer stories, promoting trans, bisexual, and gender nonconforming characters. Says kids are getting all this information from the media, and there's a lot of power to that. What does that sound like when you hear comments like that coming from Disney executives?
Well, it's disappointing, but I'm glad they're being open about what their agenda is. Now we need to be open about our agenda. And Todd, again, this reiterates the importance of every parent teaching his child or children what the Word of God teaches about gender. And again, we say this not from a hateful point of view. God's the one who creates us. He has a wonderful plan for everyone's life. And we need to teach our children that God didn't make us a mistake when he assigned us our gender. It's for a great and good purpose.
All right, good stuff. As always, Dr. Jeffers, we're gonna leave it there. You left us with a lot of words of wisdom. I'm still trying to get my head around the kumquat line, but I get the point. And to that point, and we can leave it here, Dr. Jeffers. Where do you draw the line? I mean, they keep erasing the line and drawing the line further down, and I'm very concerned. And I think everybody should be concerned that one day there's not going to be a line to draw.
Well, that's right. There is no absolute truth is what the left would have you believe. But there is absolute truth, and it's deposited in God's Word, the Bible.
All right. Dr. Jeffers, always appreciate you coming on the program.
Great to be with you, Todd. Thanks for having me.
All right. There you go. Pastor Robert Jeffers, everybody. You can see him on lots of cable shows and, of course, his incredible ministry, which broadcasts literally all over the world. Pathway to Victory. So it's a great service if you haven't seen that. Wow. Look, bold words from Pastor Jeffers, but you need to understand this is where we are, and we need boldness. We need people that are willing to speak truth to the culture. You know, we talk a lot about Patriot Mobile on this program, and we talk a lot about making sure we're investing in companies that share our values. And Patriot Mobile is one of those companies. They're America's only conservative Christian wireless carrier. In other words, they share our beliefs. They're donating money, their profits, to organizations that are fighting for causes we care about. And that's what we've got to do. That's the whole point of the Disney controversy right now. Folks, if you switch to Patriot Mobile and use my first name, promo code Todd, they're going to give you free activation. They're also going to give you a pretty awesome free gift as well. They've got plans to fit any budget, and the discounts are pretty incredible too. If you're a veteran or a first responder, they're going to give you an additional discount. And if you need multiple lines, say you've got five or six kids, they're going to give you another discount as well. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. You can also call their U.S.-based customer service team, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And again, if you use my first name, Todd, they're going to give you a great discount and free premier activation. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Coming up tonight, or this afternoon rather, I'll be on Newsmax, Chris Salcedo's show. Hope you tune in there. We're going to be talking about that medical student who says that she punished a patient by intentionally injuring him because he made fun of her pronouns or disrespected her pronouns. So you're going to want to check that out later on this afternoon on Newsmax TV. From the New York Post, this is, and again, this just, it surprises me, but then again, maybe it should not. So Florida lawmakers, Florida Republicans, are threatening to yank Disney's quasi-governmental privileges over their opposition to the parental rights in education law. So this is just like Congress and big tech. Republicans, when they controlled the House and the Senate and the White House, they did nothing to go after Facebook, Google, YouTube. They just took a pass. They have every ability to deal with the censorship, every ability to deal with the censorship coming from big tech, but they didn't want to go there because all of them are getting big paychecks from big tech. So anyway, it turns out back in 1967, the year of my birth, in 1967, when they were wooing Disney to Florida, they said, hey, look, here's the deal. We're going to give you control over your government. So you're going to be able to create this quasi-government within the government. You can control your police force, fire departments, and just so on and so forth. And that was part of the deal that brought Disney World to Florida. And so now some lawmakers, Spencer Roach is the guy's name, state representative, says they are beginning to meet to discuss a repeal of what was known as the Reedy Creek Improvement District. What are they waiting on? Let's just go to get it done. You Republicans down there in Florida, you've got the majority in your state house. Go ahead and pull the plug on it. That's what I say. Meanwhile, Republican lawmaker Joe Harding says he's returning a $3,000 campaign contribution from Disney. Good for you, sir. You see, that's a man with a little bit of character and integrity. He's not going to take money from these yahoos. Unbelievable. This story from Breitbart News, the Army reducing its numbers in the face of recruiting difficulties. Christina Wong is the writer. The Army this week admitted it was having problems recruiting, announced an unprecedented reduction in its numbers that would shrink the active duty Army to its smallest size since World War II. Again, the Russians see this. The Chinese, they see this. The Iranians see this. The North Koreans see this. Quote, we're facing obviously some challenging conditions in terms of our ability to recruit and attract talent. That's from Undersecretary of the Army Gabe Camarillo, talking at a press conference. He blamed a very tight labor market for the Army's recruiting woes. Really, they think that's it? That people just don't want to work? I think there's a little bit more to it. Is it possible that, first of all, young, healthy men and women don't want to be forced to get an experimental vaccine jabbed into their arms? Maybe that's one of the reasons why. Or maybe, just maybe, that a lot of the young men and women coming up out of high school and graduating and coming out of college don't want to be subjected to some sort of a woke mob in the military. Maybe they don't want to bow down to this radical LGBTQIA plus agenda that's being shoved down their throats. And maybe, just maybe, one of the other reasons why people aren't signing up to join the Army is because a bunch of white soldiers don't want to be told that they're oppressive and that they should be ashamed of the color of their skin. Now, I'm just speaking in general terms here. There may be other reasons, but I suspect those are the main three. Camarillo says the Army's end strength, the total number of forces, is going to go from 485,000 soldiers to about 476,000. And by the year 2023, those numbers are going to drop to 473,000. He said the Army decided on reducing its recruitment goals instead of lowering standards. Well, the standards, and by the way, standards have been lowered to accommodate and account for certain demographics, specifically females, because they could not meet the same criteria that many of the male soldiers had to reach. Camarillo said the Army hoped to build back its numbers over the next 5 years. Quote, we don't anticipate it lasting, that it's a lasting change. Retired Army Lieutenant General Thomas Spohr, director of the Heritage Foundation Center for National Defense, called the situation unprecedented. Quote, the Army has not faced such recruiting headwinds in the last 30 years. If the Biden administration was not holding the Army's budget below the level of inflation, I am not sure they would have had to resort to cutting their end strength. Military Times reports this will make the Army the smallest since 1940. How ironic that everything seems to be coming back to World War II. We've got a tiny army now. We've got chaos across Eastern Europe. We have Russia threatening nuclear war. We have Russia invading Ukraine and possibly other countries. And you've got a president of the United States who is mentally deficient. It is a very dangerous time here in the United States of America. I know we have a lot of people in our audience who have family members in the military, and you know, we'll talk a little bit more about this tomorrow, and we'll bring on a military expert tomorrow to discuss all of this. But we've got to, Biden can't be messing around with the Pentagon. Obama screwed it up, turned it into some sort of a social engineering petri dish, and we can't allow that to happen. All right, look, folks, been a great show. ToddStearns.com. I would encourage you to check out our podcast there. Download the podcast. Also, you can click on the app button at the top of the page. A lot of you folks say, Todd, your show's not on my local radio station. No, not yet. And that's why we want you to download our app, and you can do that so you can listen to us live wherever we are, wherever you are across America. By the way, you folks in Wichita, Kansas, get ready. We're going to be having some exciting news to share with you very soon. That's what we call in the business a tease. All right, music means we've got to scoot out of here. Folks, it's been a great day. Don't forget, if you're in the Mid-South, anywhere around Memphis, check out the Mid-America Passion Play. We're big supporters of that. MidAmericaPassionPlay.org. That's MidAmericaPassionPlay.org. Big on America.